Well, I think Congress should be very involved because I believe under the Constitution the president has to get authority from Congress to go forward with any long-term strategy. As Commander-in-Chief, he certainly has the ability to react on behalf of the United States. But if we're going into some kind of a long-term strategy, he needs authority from Congress. Both sides of the aisle are recognizing that. I'm just echoing what Senator Tim Kaine said last week, and I agree with him. There must be some resolution out of Congress. Frank Wolf, a Virginia congressman, is introducing a resolution. I'll take an opportunity to look at that. There's a Senate resolution. I want to make sure we get the language straight and make sure that we're not giving too much power to do things inside the United States, but certainly want to give the president the authority to take action against ISIS and other enemies of the United States who are attacking Americans and attacking American positions worldwide. But the president does need to let us know what his strategy is so that we can then do our appropriate massaging. But I think we're all on the same page as far as Congress needs to be involved and we need to take some action. We're waiting on our commander-in-chief to give us the plan that he thinks is the right plan, and then we'll be heard on that.
Do you think there's any appetite for American boots on the ground, or is it, are we going to be limited to airstrikes and that the people in the region are going to have to pick up the slack?
Well, there's no question that the people in the region are going to have to do the vast majority of it. I'd like to see the president's strategy. We already have some boots on the ground in Iraq. I think it's a little over 1,000 folks are there to protect the embassy or to give advice. But we definitely need to be finding those people who either like us or don't hate us as much as the others, and try to give some assistance to those groups as they fight the most radical of the groups. And there's more than one. It's not just ISIS, but as they fight the most radical of the groups, and obviously the Kurds have really never been our enemy. And so I would like to see the president's plan include some real beefing up of our support of the Kurds, create some problems with Turkey, but I think we need to help the Kurds.
As far as giving them more arms and that type of thing, I know they're asking for modern arms, that type of thing.
They are, and I think we should do it. I know you won't have room on your radio clip to do this, but it gets complicated because there are those in the Kurdish community who want their own country. There are others who say, look, we just want to be left alone. I don't know in this crisis with ISIS that we can discern a big difference between those two. But then that creates a problem with our ally Turkey, because part of what some would envision as a greater Kurdistan lies within the territorial boundaries of Turkey. But I don't think we have any choice when you've got a group that's trying to establish a caliphate. I have heard stories. I don't know all the truth, but was listening to WFIR on the way over here, and Glenn Beck says they're selling women for $350. Virgins go for $350, that they're out there, grabbing Christian women, members of the other sect of Muslims, anybody who is not a part of their particular denomination of Muslim is being grabbed up, killed, raped, or sold into slavery. We cannot allow that to exist in this world.
Let me say one question about Russia and Ukraine. What are we going to do there? Is there anything we can do? Do we want to avoid another Cold War with Russia? What can we do? Is it a NATO issue or what?
It should be a NATO issue. Again, I'm not sure we want Ukraine in NATO because it's stretching those lines mighty thin. You've got to make sure you have the lines and the communications and the supply lines to be able to supply folks in an alliance like NATO. But clearly NATO is going to be impacted, because if Russia is allowed to take over Ukraine, then they will look at NATO allies, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. There are other countries also that the Russians may want to reabsorb into the greater Russian Empire. We can't allow that to happen. That's against American interest. What's interesting is the best way to hurt the Russians is economically, and that is by allowing American energy to be used, because the money that they're getting to supply their military is coming from oil and natural gas and coal to a lesser extent. If we were to actually use our energy resources in an effective manner, we lower the price worldwide, we take business away from the Russians, and we damage their military all in one fell swoop. I think that's a win-win-win that we need to pursue aggressively.